Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 234. Yesterday, in talking about cancel culture, I started to think about some of my own more cancelable offenses. And in considering some of the bad decisions that I've made in my past, I did realize how grateful I was that I didn't have social media when I was in middle school, because I was a bully who was also bullied. And I feel like it's a privilege to have gotten to go home and get away from all that bullshit. But of course, like most of us, I do have some memories that I'm not proud of. And even if my social media wasn't there to remember, I was. And y'all, I remember. It's usually right before I fall asleep at night that I'm hit with the, why the fuck did I say that? Or, ugh, why would I do that? And it makes me toss and turn like I'm living the horrible experience all over again. So even though I have never done anything deeply unforgivable, I still cringe and feel a bit of regretty spaghetti when I think about those certain parts of my past. And while I am so glad to learn from my mistakes, it can be really hard to deal with the fact that I used to be kind of an asshole who made some pretty dumb and selfish decisions. Lately, though, I've been focusing on the reframing of regret as a whole. Instead of feeling triggered and attacked by my past self, I feel proud of my current self for not thinking like that anymore. I'm relieved to know that I would no longer react the way that I used to react. If those situations rose today, I would make better decisions. And I'm proud of myself for growing and changing so much that I no longer relate to the old me. There is no better signal that you're growing than knowing you'd never behave that way again. The shame that you feel is actually a signal that you're improving. Be grateful for regret. It means you wouldn't make the same mistakes again, which means you have grown. And you have. You are a totally different, much better person now. So instead of feeling guilty about your past, why not celebrate it? And celebrate the fact that you've grown. Because you can't change your past, but you can learn from it. And a lot of people don't, but you did. So don't be afraid to sit in your regret for a minute, as long as you're comfortable recognizing that it's a signal of strength. You wouldn't be the person that you are today unless you were bold enough to make the mistakes that you made yesterday. Keep being brave enough to make mistakes and feel the regret you need to feel to know you're becoming a better person every single day. Regret and guilt are actually signals of your growth and your strength. So many people never grow from their mistakes. So many of the people we know and love refuse to change even when they really, really need to. They'll repeat the same mistakes over and over again without feeling regret because they don't have the self-awareness or the bravado that it takes to actually reflect on the consequences of their actions. And with that, they refuse to grow. They refuse to level up, and they refuse to improve. And it shows. It takes a very brave person to admit when they fuck up. And we all fuck up, so don't be ashamed of the fuck-ups of the past. Be proud of the improvements of your present. Like I said before, you would not be the person that you are today unless you were bold enough to make the mistakes that you made yesterday. So be brave enough to make mistakes, and be brave enough to feel that regret, because it means you're becoming better and better every damn day. And I'm really proud of you for that. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.